There were about 2 million weddings in the U.S. last year, and they took place despite all those cases of pre-wedding jitters. Commentator Caroline Bix is celebrating her 8th anniversary this year, and to this day, there's one part of her wedding she's still anxious about.
I had big ideas about my big day. I'd found the perfect A-line dress, written the perfect vows, scored the perfect band, and, oh yeah, the perfect guy. There was just one scene in my head that I hadn't had the guts to play out. But there was 1 week to go before the wedding, so I sat down with my father, took a deep breath, and said, "Dad, you know that I love you and appreciate everything you've done for me, but I've decided to walk down the aisle by myself." Silence. So I tried letting my PhD explain my personal decision. I told him that I didn't like the idea of the father giving away the bride, that it's part of a tradition that sees daughters as property, and that I just wasn't comfortable with it. After a long pause, he said, "That's fine. I wouldn't want to embarrass you. I'll just sit in the back." He was only half smiling, but all I'd heard was "fine." Still, I wanted to make sure, so I said, "If you're really unhappy about this, then just tell me." And he did. But not in the private father-daughter scene I'd tried to script. A week later, during his rehearsal dinner toast, he told the crowd about our conversation from the week before. But in his version, I'd sprung the news on him just last night and told him that he was out of touch with the world and with feminism. He was trying to save face, I know, but where was my fabulous timing? My graceful acknowledgement of his feelings? I'd gone from being Cordelia, the loving, straight-talking daughter, to Goneril, the kind who'd leave her father out in the blustery storm, or a white folding chair in the back. The next day, I did walk by myself across my parents' lawn, down a makeshift aisle toward my groom, but later, I took the stage for the father-daughter dance. Instead of letting him lead, though, I pushed the moves, hiding my anger by hamming it up. I forced my father to dip me, and it threw him off balance. I grabbed him as I fell, and he plummeted to the floor on top of me. He quickly jumped back up, while I lay flat on my back, flailing in my veil. He helped me up. I threw myself back into the dance, and together we finished what I'd started. As little girls, we fantasize that our wedding day is one big fairy tale that we get to star in. What no one tells you is that if you mess with the script, you also mess with the people who are in it with you, and you might take a fall for it. Getting married can be a surprising and hurtful statement, even if you don't mean it to be, about who you've become when people weren't looking. I gave myself away on my wedding day, and I think I would do it again. But I'll always wonder if standing up for the woman I think I am was worth letting my father down.
Caroline Bix is a professor of English at Boston College. She lives in Natick, Massachusetts.